Hello again, you're listening to the News at One. A man who blackmailed his daughter before raping and sexually abusing her over more than 7 years has been jailed for 17 years by the Central Criminal Court. 55-year-old David Masterson, originally from Talla in West Dublin, pleaded guilty to 6 counts of rape, sexual assault and incest, representing 30 offences carried out between March 2007 and June 2014. His daughter, Charlene, who is now 31 years old, has waived her anonymity to tell other survivors of sexual abuse that they can go on to lead happy, fulfilled lives. Let's talk now to our legal affairs correspondent, Orla O'Donnell. Orla, first of all, can you give us the background to this case?
Yes, Brian. Charlene Masterson was 18 years old when this all began, and in her victim impact statement to the court, she said it was like being in the movie Sleeping with the Enemy, where she was under someone's control, but unlike in the movie, she couldn't escape from it. And the judge, Mr. Justice Michael White, said her father had subjected her to deception, control, isolated acts of physical violence and continuous acts of depravity. Just after she turned 18, she started getting anonymous messages, and these messages alleged that the sender knew she had been talking to boys online in a teenage chat forum. This person threatened her and said she had to engage in sexual acts with men or messages would be sent to her father's work and he would lose his job. Now, she told her father about it, looking for help, but he said she'd have to do what the person said, and she was told to wear headphones and a blindfold while a man abused her, and she didn't know at the time that the man was actually her father. You can hear Charlene talk in this clip about her effort to get help from her father.
It's very easy for someone outside of the situation to say, well, why didn't you just tell someone? I did. I told the one man that was supposed to protect me, and he didn't. I discovered after he had left the family home that he had my phone tracked, so he could see all my messages, all my correspondence with my friends and, you know, with everybody.
So today, Orla, David Masterson was jailed for 17 years.
Yes, the judge said these offences were at the apex of sexual offending, and the court heard Masterson has previous convictions for defiling 3 underage girls and possessing and distributing images of child abuse. Now, these offences happened after he left the family home in 2014, after the abuse of Charlene was uncovered. The judge said that the offences against Charlene paralysed her with fear. She was forced into acts with her father, he said, firstly believing it was a stranger, and then later she thought she had to do it to save her father's job. Her father coerced her into sexual acts with other men and terrorised her and degraded her for his own sexual fulfilment, and the judge said he had limited insight into what he had done. He sentenced him to 18 years in prison with the final year suspended. Charlene said the abuse had destroyed most of her life as a young adult from the ages of 18 to 25, as you can hear here.
Oh, I mean, I was broken, but he was like, well, you know, it's done now. But that was always the answer. It's done now. That's it, it's over it. And that question remained for 7.5 years of, is this time the last time? Is it really the last time? You know, is this, I've now done what they wanted. It was never enough.
Charlene Masterson, Orla, was praised by the sentencing judge.
Yes, the judge praised her courage, tenacity and composure, and he also said any father would have been proud to have her as a daughter. He said again today that even though this abuse was going on, she'd managed to complete a degree course. The words of the judge meant a lot to Charlene Masterson, and she said as much outside court today. She also said this was day one of the rest of her life, and she really is speaking out to show other survivors that it is possible to rebuild your life even after such horrific abuse, as you can hear.
I'm very determined to not let it destroy the rest of my life. I'm very determined to enjoy my life, and I have. I've had some great years the last few years. I'm not saying I don't have down days, 100%. Everyone does, even that haven't gone through something like this. But it doesn't have to define you, and that I'm determined that this will not define me. You can have an absolutely fulfilled life and a happy life. Don't let one person ruin it for you.
Charlene Masterson speaking there to our legal affairs correspondent, Orla O'Donnell. And anyone affected by issues raised in that report can contact the Dublin Rape Crisis 24-hour helpline. The number is 1-800-77-8888. The Dublin Rape Crisis 24-hour helpline, 1-800-77-8888.